Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Hour number two of Sports 180 begins. Thank you for being with us. With Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. Today we're at the Tennessee Tap House on North Peters Road. Final opportunities we have today, and then we have Thursday with the grand prize giveaway, the chance to win Bud Light's New Year's in Nashville experience. That experience includes tickets to see Old Crow Medicine Show at the Ryman on New Year's Eve. Then on New Year's Day, tickets to the Predators game against the Blackhawks. And then on January 2nd, the Titans against the Dolphins. Plus $750 cash, all of that in one big grand prize. Plus a bit of a lottery ticket, always the chance if you're in Nashville, Heather, to run into our next guest who'll join us for the next hour.
Yeah, the one and only Ron Slay, and looking forward to that. I can't guarantee that we'll pass on his phone number so that you can text him when you're in Nashville.
I can't guarantee we won't.
I would expect that from you, Josh.
Of course. Ron, what is up, man? We have definitely missed you since last Tuesday, and lots of parse here for the basketball team.
Yes, indeed. How are you guys doing? Y'all had a great Thanksgiving. No, you did. I ate a whole lot, laid down in the boom boom room, and didn't come out. I locked the door. The party was over for me. But you know what? Listening to Josh was saying that it's a big prize. We got a surprise. And I somehow thought I was about to be auctioned off. But I would like to throw out Jacob Dunaway. I got to call him so we can figure out.
Yeah.
We got to get a sleigh day and give a sleigh day away. You know, somebody can spend a day with sleigh and go to a game or something. We got to figure this thing out, man.
Ooh, let's do this.
Ooh, yeah.
We got to extend this, man. The sleigh. Listen, the extensions of the sleigh reach long and far. So why wouldn't you want to get in the sleigh ride and ride around with sleigh for a day? A sleigh day, people.
All right. Like yeah, that. We can do that. We'll put something together. I might try to rig it. I want to hang out with Ron Slay for the day. That sounds like a good prize.
And I don't know, Josh. I'm letting Heather hang out with me. That's my role.
Okay,
dog.
But Josh, I don't know about you sometime, man. We'll talk. In the meantime, we'll talk to Jacob Dunaway, Native Design and Hardscape. That's who you talk to, Knoxville's premier landscaping and hardscape designer. They're ready to turn your home or business outdoor space into reality. Schedule a consultation today, nativetn.com. Here's the schedule for Tennessee basketball coming up tonight at 7 o'clock at Thompson Bowling against Presbyterian. Then Colorado, it's at Colorado this Saturday, Ron, and then Texas Tech next week, Jimmy V Classic up in New York. So a big week coming up where you're playing some quality competition. It was a closer game than expected, 80-69, where Tennessee really struggled shooting in the first half against Tech this past Friday. But they're still trying to work things out. Josiah Jordan James, I think, expected to be out a little bit longer. So lineups are changing around. But what do you think heading into this week or from what you saw on Friday as Tennessee continues through this non-conference slate?
Well, first, let's address the game versus Tennessee Tech, because I don't want it to be misunderstood what this team still holds and what they can do and how high the ceiling is. Tennessee Tech last year, people got beat almost by 50 points. No, a little more than 50 points. So John Pelfrey is not a bad coach. He had his team ready to come in there and play. Now, granted, Tennessee did miss shots, but come on, man. If you're on a team and you're going back to play the same team from last year that beat you by 50-plus points, I think we're going to have a little bit of pride in it. So I think that had a little bit to do with it. The guys that were on that team, some of the four guys were on that Tennessee Tech team last year. They got blasted like that, and they came in and they played a little different this game. So don't be alarmed by that. This isn't a Vandy situation, or should I say Candy situation, where he's scoring 37 points and the sky's falling. We're okay. Presbyterian, they will blast them tonight. I expect them to have pride coming in too, but this is a little different circumstances. This is another game without Josiah Jordan James really not being in the lineup. Interested to see who he subs in. Does he go back with Victor Bailey Jr., who I didn't think gave a great lift? For some reason to me, VBJ is a guy, man, coming off the bench that can be a hell of a spark for the UT basketball team. And if he can settle in that role, I think he'll be more valuable and have a bigger impact on the game as a sixth or seventh man than I would as a I would think as a starter. But you know, oh, that's just a Slay Ride opinion.
I like it because he's coming, you know, coming in a moment of need, and then also hitting big shots. That's kind of your spark plug right there. So I like that. Is there any concern? You saw poor shooting versus Villanova early by Tennessee. Yeah. You saw poor shooting versus Tennessee Tech until they turned it around. Just what do we make of that, and how do we process that data?
I think it's just early. You got a younger team on the road, and that. Some that just set a record at home that goes on the road and thinks that I think we can get by with our shots, whether it's the shots are going in. If we just keep shooting them, they're going to go in. Not realizing that, man, a Coach Barnes team is a team that solidifies itself on defense first. I think once you saw that in the game against North Carolina when they bounced back from the Villanova loss. And they really got after it defensively. The energy and everything was there. And that's what feeds your offense, especially in a Rick Barnes team. Your offense is fed by your defense and energy, and the ball starts hopping around, and all of a sudden it starts going in, and you start setting records for threes and things like that because nobody – the ball doesn't care who gets the credit when there's good energy involved in it in a Rick Barnes system. So I don't think it's anything to be alarmed by. I just think that you continue to shoot those shots, but you focus on the defensive end. If you can stop somebody, it's okay. You know, the shots are going to fall, but they're going to fall when you're stopping somebody. So don't get away from that end of the floor. I think Villanova was a senior-laden team, a veteran team, and they got the job done as they did. North Carolina was different. You know, they're coming in and they're trying to get a new system involved. Tennessee Tech had a little embarrassment feeling, and Tennessee relied on that shot, being at home again, being comfortable, trying to let the shot go. Just didn't go in. I expect it to be totally different tonight. Back at home again, shooting the ball, I expect it to go in early and for them to get energy off the crowd and off the defensive end.
Heather and I, last segment, both took Tennessee to cover the 24.5 tonight against Presbyterian. Does that concern you, Ron?
No, not at all. I think they do cover.
Okay.
I've become a betting man as of late. So I took them. In what was the Tennessee Tech game to cover, and they didn't. But I was okay because they got away with the win. Now I do fully expect them to pay me back for that game tonight when they do cover. But this is a team that is. Listen, I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. You know, it's going to be we also have to understand it's going to be a lot of tinkering with lineups early in the season like this because you want to see what works because you got to think this lineup gets condensed once you make it. To conference play. Like, you're not going to see 9, 10 guys playing. Very seldom will you see. I ain't going to say you're not going to see, but very seldom will you see 9 or 10 guys playing night in and night out unless it's foul trouble involved or something like that. You had 8 playing in the Tennessee Tech game, and that's with Josiah Jordan James being out. So, I mean, we're going to see. We're going to see moving forward, but I expect them to come out and make a statement against Presbyterian tonight.
We'll continue the conversation on the Slay Ride. Ron Slay is with us for this entire hour. He is every Tuesday from 1 until 2 o'clock thanks to Native Design and Hardscape. Native Design and Hardscape. Why don't I try again? That's right. Ron Slay making backyard dreams come true. They're going to put together a Slay Day. We're going to work on that. So the momentum is building here early in the season. We're here in just the first segment of the hour. Still plenty to talk about with Ron Slay when we come back. Today here at the Tennessee Tap House, we're on North Peters Road out here thanks to Bud Light. Stop by and see us here. We'll continue with Ron right here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us as we are on the Slay Ride right now. Ron Slay is with us, Tennessee basketball legend. As we continue at the Tennessee Tap House here on North Peters Road, we are out here with Bud Light's New Year's in Nashville registration. Stop by, give yourself a chance to win. We'll have 2 qualifiers at the end of today's show for Thursday's grand prize drawing. Ron joins us every week thanks to Native Design and Hardscape, nativetn.com. A lot of basketball talk. We'll interrupt with some football news. Ron, what do you think here? Mark Stoops getting a contract extension at Kentucky through 2027. So a name that has been connected to Oklahoma with his brother Bob back as the interim coach. Cross his name off the list. Kentucky announcing that extension for Mark Stoops.
Smart, very smart by Kentucky. I think you should lock him up as long as possible. Like, do not let Mark Stoops out of there. Like, you got a situation where he's really doing some great recruiting up there. He's getting guys to buy into what he's preaching. And let's be honest, 7-8 win season in the Bluegrass State, man, is looked at as a win. Like, they're okay with that.
In fact, the contract, it includes an automatic one-year extension if they win 7 games.
Wow. There you go. That's the standard.
That's a lifetime contract then. So, well, what Stoops got going on, man. But he's doing a terrific job. I give Kentucky a hard time. But it's a part of it, you know. And I think he's done a tremendous job. If he would have went to Oklahoma and took over that job, man, of course he would have had his brother there to back him and give him the blueprint. But, boy, it's a total difference. You know, he can end up getting a statue. He finished second one more time in Kentucky.
Let John Calipari have all that pressure.
Right. Right.
Every year. I mean, that's not a bad life. Like, I just don't fault people for not wanting there. There's just so many different ways to skin a cat. He's making a ton of money. He's got a great job. Does he really need a national title? Maybe if he was younger or things were a little bit different, maybe the answer to that question would have been like, yeah, let me go try it. But man, sometimes when you're in a good spot, the grass is not always greener with upping the expectations.
Yeah, Heather, you hit it right on the head, and I'm pretty sure Eric Gray and Key Lawrence and a lot of other people would say it's not green on the other side also. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Ron Slay's with us, and Josh Heupel was on the Eric Ainge Show earlier today, and he showed a commitment to Tennessee for next year and beyond. Obviously, you never know what's going to happen 2 years out in college football. We don't know what's going to happen 6 months out often. But
we don't know what's going to happen with Oklahoma right now.
That's right. But fans have been freaking out. Heather and I have been trying to tell them, you don't need to. We know what's happened in the past. We get it.
Right.
But I don't think there's any reason for it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do, man. And I went on the radio on the air yesterday on 3HL, and first of all, I went to a somber tone. And I said, like, I want the people to understand, everybody that's in charge or has something to do with hiring a coach at UT or losing a coach at UT, if this man takes this job at Oklahoma, I'm going to need a blood transfusion to get the orange back in my blood, because I'm going to be out for about 5 years, man. Like, I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be locked away. And it's like, I'm not going to know how to function if this happens again. So thank you, Josh Heupel, for coming out and clearing that up. And, man, listen, full-fledged, let's go hype train. I'm cool. So everything's all right. Everything's all right. I'm fully on board with him staying right where he is.
I think everybody just got so nervous because they had so much fun this past year. They like scoring all these touchdowns. It was a good time. You're like, oh, okay, 7-5 is where you start. Where can you be in 3+
right.
years? And that's why they weren't ready to relinquish those hopes. So
Heather,
it's working out good.
We've been scorned. Like, oh my gosh, we're battered and bruised, man. Like, don't give us something good. Don't give us a good soup, man, and then take it away. Let us enjoy it. Don't bring the entree so fast. Like, it's okay. Let us enjoy what we got and let us build up to it. Do not run this away, please.
Yeah, what if, hear me out here,
if
Tennessee has
Josh,
found? Josh, okay, I won't say it. Nope,
be careful.
Never mind.
Be careful.
I'm
people
curious.
Are known for
I
talking
want you
things
to say
into
it.
Existence. Okay, let's hear it, Josh. What you got for us?
I was going to say, what if maybe things are actually working out okay for Tennessee? What if they have some stability? What if they have the right people in place?
We'll figure out a way to mess it up.
See, there it is. There it is, Ron.
We'll up the expectations too soon.
Yeah, I'm the crazy one. I get it.
Right. I tell you what, man. I one thing I'm not crazy and up in arms about is these other teams that hopefully can go through what we went through the last decade. In Florida, I hope they can't find a coach. I hope they just keep on having to go through a carousel. Oklahoma, I hope they can't get a coach. I need people to feel the way we felt the last couple of years, man. Like, this has been turmoil. I'm telling you. Everybody should have to go through this in life because it builds character. That's why we are what we are right now as Vol Nation.
Yeah, can you imagine if I know you can because Tennessee's been through it, but if Tennessee had said, let's stick it out one more year with Jeremy Pruitt and it hadn't worked out, and Tennessee's in the mix right now.
Oh,
it could have happened.
It could have,
but it didn't.
But it didn't, man. And I get down on my knees every day and thank the man upstairs that it did not, man. I'm glad the move was made. Good job, Danny.
Could you imagine what this season would have been like? Like, how would we have even talked about that team?
Heather, this, like, okay, this is what it would have been like. You know how you got an ingrown toenail and it just keep hurting, but you ain't got the money to go get a pedicure or anything. So you just got to walk around with it. So you start to wear thinner socks and you start to, like, walk carefully. But all of a sudden,
you're trying to wear sandals and it's 50.
Every day at some point, you got to take off running. And it just, it's going to hurt every day at that same. That's what we had going on. Like, we could not get. But now, with Danny White, he got us a pedicure. Like, I don't even want to think about them days no more. We are okay. I'm fine. Like, my feet look beautiful. You ought to see them.
All right, walking around clean. That's Tennessee football, Tennessee athletics. Thanks to Danny White taking over as AD and Josh Heupel.
Do with it what you will, Josh.
There you go. There you go.
I like these analogies.
The people follow. Ron Slay is with us. We're on the sleigh ride. We are on it thanks to Native Design and Hardscape, nativetn.com. So Tennessee tonight against Presbyterian in basketball. And then, you know, this non-conference slate, it ramps back up. You have two good games here in the next week, in the next 8 days. Ron against Colorado, that's in Boulder. And then Texas Tech, that's a quality team up in New York. Later this month, still Memphis and Arizona. We can get to those games then. But, yeah, this is what it's about. It's about testing yourself, right, in this non-conference slate. So you want to play these good teams. That's always been one of my favorite things about Rick Barnes taking over is he gets Tennessee in really good games. They schedule really well before SEC play.
Yeah, it's no ducking and dodging with him. He's going to take it head on and fight it. And if you get your butt kicked, you get your butt kicked. We go back to practice, look at the film, and figure it out. But it's about being accountable in this system. And you got to be able to go out there and play against whoever it is that's on the roster. And like you said, this non-conference schedule is supposed to get you ready for the conference schedule. You know, that's what it's about. Because the SEC, night in and night out, You got to go to war and fight, you know, and that's exactly what he's building character in these guys, wanting them to be tested against other styles of play, which is going to be great for all of these guys. You know, you got guys that are in different roles now, as you have with Santi and then Kennedy. Now you got Ziegler involved in it, so Kennedy will be able to play off the ball. There's so much that you got to figure out before going into conference play. Because let me tell you this, when that tape gets out and the film is out and they're reviewing it, a lot of things that are open for you in non-conference games are not in SEC play. So you got to be able to counter during the game, not going into a game, but during a game. It'll be something thrown at you that you haven't really prepared for, but you can always reach back into a game where you played North Carolina or you played a Texas Tech or you played Arizona or you played a Colorado. Like it's going to be matches. Like the Colorado team, I expect that to be a really good game. Like, they got a sour taste in their mouth about last year coming in there and losing and having an opportunity to win in Thompson Bowling, and they wasn't able. So I think their antennas will be high when Tennessee comes in there, and they'll probably be a little higher ranked. You know, you got a higher ranked team coming in. Like it's all playing out well. I think it's a great test, and Coach Barnes and the staff is up for the task.
We're talking to Ron Slay, the Slay Ride. We're going to talk more Tennessee. We'll get into some of the personnel. We've talked lineups, all that stuff. Who to pay attention to in this game, these upcoming games, as they get ready for SEC play. We'll do that with another 30 minutes remaining on the Slay Ride. It's presented every week by Native Design and Hardscape. They're ready to turn your home or business outdoor space into reality. Schedule a consultation today. Find them at nativetn.com. With Sports 180 today on North Peters Road, we're at the Tennessee Tap House. Another 90 minutes to stop by, hang out, have some lunch with us, and register for free for a chance to win Bud Light's New Year's in Nashville experience. More with Ron Slay coming up as we hit a midday sports minute right now on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Sports 180 continues. Thank you for being with us. We're on Twitter at Sports 180. Ron Slay's on Twitter at RonSlay35. Give him a follow. We are on the Slay Ride. Thanks to Native Design and Hardscape. Heather and I are here at the Tennessee Tap House. We'll be until 3 o'clock, so stop by, register. It's for free. We have the registration box right up at the front when you walk in at the bar area. Tennessee Tap House on North Peters Road, giving you a chance to win the Bud Light New Year's in Nashville experience. We'll draw two qualifiers at the end of today's show coming up at 3 o'clock. As I mentioned, Native Design and Hardscape making this hour happen with Ron Slay. Ron, talk to us about Brandon Huntley Hatfield, a highly touted guy, ton of size, ton of talent. What do you think about what you've seen very early on? What could his role be as this season progresses and as he develops?
Man, he could be a guy that comes in and gives you a spark when you need that low post presence. As far as just slowing the game down, we need a for sure bucket. Like when your outside shot is not falling, a guy that can get the ball down low, man, and get buckets. I love his body. I love his size. I think he's starting to figure out the college game a little bit. One thing about it, the guy's young, man, and got to be a little patient with him. But when you thrust him in that fire, he's been one to answer the bell so far. You know, he's got good hands around the basket, can score around the basket. Not as athletic as I thought he was. You know, he's put on a little muscle, which it bodes well. You just got to understand who you are when you do that. I think he's kind of in. He could be for this team what I was, I think, as a freshman on that 99-2000 team, as far as just coming in, playing 15, 16 minutes a game, getting out there, giving about 8 or 9 points a game, and being a spark plug to whatever that team needs. He's a guy that can do that. Love to see him run the floor a little bit more and get down there and bury his guy under the basket. And once he that's just coming with experience, I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm putting a lot on him right now because I think his – potential is so high. Like he has something that can be tapped into and be very, very good. So I'm interested to see how they use him, especially backing up a guy like Kamwa and backing up a guy like Fulkerson now that he's healthy. Those are guys that he can learn from. Hopefully he's pushing them in practice. They're pushing him, and the competition is going to breed success.
I would like to know, was seeing in the future when that transition from supporting actor to the actor that happens for Brandon Huntley Hatfield, because it is going to happen at some point. Does it happen later on this season? Is this a year, like you just kind of alluded to, where he learns from Kamwa, he learns from John Fulkerson, maybe he hones in his athleticism, you know, he learns how to move with that bigger body, knows how to figures out a way to get quicker, and then the transition happens next season? I mean, there are multiple possibilities of how this could play out, correct?
Yeah, without question, Heather. I think coming into the SEC part of the season, when you get into that schedule, I think he'll have a lot of success early on. And then sometimes you tend to hit a wall. I haven't seen him have a high motor yet, and that high motor is what pushes you through that freshman wall when you get into SEC play, because you start to tend to do other things, like you take charges, you're there to block shots, you're there to rebound the ball. It's not necessarily you scoring the only way you can have an impact. I think that transition happens for him at the latter part of the season. I think this is just growing, and I think they're going to be able to take their time with him, especially if Josiah is healthy. If he's healthy, you get to bring Huntley Hatfield along slower. You know what I'm saying? And you would want him to be in that role as we would like the DJ Burns to come along. What we expected from him before he transferred, that's what we expect from Huntley Hatfield, to come in and have an impact, but be able to bring him along slowly. Now, if he hits the ground running, hey, keep him out there. But I think it's going to be a situation 15 to 16 minutes a game right now. And then later on in the season, you just decide if he has a hot hand or not. But I don't expect him to hit that curve and just really have it going, and you really be able to rely on him all the way until the latter part of the SEC season.
Ron, I was just curious. I pulled up DJ Burns' numbers very early this season, but he's been good for Winthrop.
Yes.
This season, he's averaging 17 points early. He scored 24 at Washington in their game 3 days ago.
Yeah, and if you watched him last year in the tournament, he was a part of the run that got the Winthrop going. They got him rolling. So he was relied on heavily in that system. And I think that's the same thing. Like, you got a guy like him, he figured out his body. You know, Tennessee did a great job as far as developing him, getting the weight off of him, and figuring out who he is. I think they're ahead of the curve with Huntley Hatfield on that, because, I saw that young man in the spring playing pickup, and then saw him in the summer. Man, Garrett has – I tell you what, if I can get Garrett on some kind of payroll for about 2 days out the week, man, I'd be out here like a Greek god. Do you hear me? I mean, I'm talking about chill. Man, that man works wonders with bodies. I'm telling you, man. So
is it comeback season for Ron Slay?
Yeah, he might tell you to chill on the wings there, Ron. Man,
but, yeah, that's it. Now, see, that's when me and Garrett, that's when we're going to have a little problem. That's when we but
yep.
But Garrett has energy, so I think I'm going to have to listen to him. And if I'm knowing him right, Garrett will be at your doorstep to make sure you do everything you're supposed to be doing. So I don't want them problems. I'm just saying, if it were me, boy, I could only imagine. But I would have never been 250. I would have been 235, lean, fighting machine messing with Garrett. But, man, I think he's done a great job with Huntley Hatfield. The way he's transformed his body. And sooner than later, it's going to click. You know, as you said, he's going to be able to tap into his athleticism, Heather, and be able to be explosive. Then we're going to see, instead of those little smack-the-board putbacks and stuff like that, he's going to be tearing the rim down. And then we got a whole different thing to talk about.
Well, and going back to the kind of comparison that you guys were on with Burns, is that a situation where, in regards to Huntley Hatfield, where you just have to be patient and trust the process so that you do blossom in it? Did Burns, I know this question doesn't really have an answer, but did he maybe jump the gun a little bit? I want to play, so I'm going to go somewhere where I know I can play and have an impact more immediate than maybe the slow play that he was getting here. I mean, how do you balance that as a player?
Well, that's tough right there, Heather, because I think he would have helped out tremendously, and they were putting a lot of they were investing a lot of time into DJ Burns, and he was going to be able to pay off with it. But I think, like you said, he just got a little impatient and pulled the trigger and jumped ship. But with Huntley Hatfield, I think he's a guy that's been around and able to see this program and see it blossom into what it is, and he knows that. If you just continue doing the work, it's gonna be there for you. He has an example in front of him that he can follow. And I think one thing also, the pressure that he may feel from the media or the fans or whatever about being a highly touted guy, it's already talking about NBA and things like that. I think they're doing a good job right now as far as being able to block that out and just focus on getting the work done. If you can do that, then you can take control of the young man and keep him on track to what he's doing. You don't hear all the outside chatter. I think that's an advantage that they have with Huntley Hatfield, because he, in a sense, he's overshadowed by Kennedy Chandler as far as them coming in the same class. So Kennedy is able to handle all that pressure, and Huntley Hatfield just gets to work his way in. But once he has that explosion game, then all the heat will be put on him. That's why I think it's good the way they're doing him as far as bringing him along slowly, letting him be patient. He may not understand, but he trusts the staff and what they're doing to bring him along and protect him. So I don't think DJ Burns had that type of mentality at that time. So it's a different temper, I believe, in Huntley Hatfield and DJ Burns.
Tonight it's a depth and development game for Tennessee. The Vols will host Presbyterian at Thompson Bowling Green at 7 o'clock. We'll have Vol Network coverage at 6:30. We'll talk more Tennessee hoops with another segment to go on the Slay Ride with Ron Slay, Tennessee basketball legend, here with us thanks to Native Design and Hardscape. Here with us every week thanks to Native Design and Hardscape. You can schedule a consultation today to see what they can do for your outdoor space at your home, at your business. Go to nativetn.com. We'll continue with Ron Slay as Sports 180 continues on North Peters Road at the Tennessee Tap House, giving you a chance to register with Bud Light's New Year's in Nashville experience as we continue on 99.1 The Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thanks for being with us as the show continues here on North Peters Road, the Tennessee Tap House. You can stop by, have lunch, maybe a late lunch for you. Make sure you get registered for a chance to win Bud Light's New Year's in Nashville. We'll draw two qualifiers before 3 o'clock, so plenty of time to get by here. That experience includes tickets to see the Old Crow Medicine Show at the Ryman on New Year's Eve, and then the next day, tickets to see the Predators, and then January 2nd, tickets to see the Titans, plus $750 cash, all in one big prize from Bud Light. As we have another segment with our friend Ron Slay, Tennessee basketball legend, thanks to Native Design and Hardscape. And you know, Tennessee is hoping to be a Final Four team to do all that they hope to this season, Ron. College football has been wild this year. Basketball so far has been a lot of fun to watch with some really exciting matchups at the beginning of the season. Duke with the win against Gonzaga after Gonzaga had taken care of business against UCLA. What do you think about very early in the college basketball season and maybe what this year could offer in terms of the amount of teams that have a chance to compete as the year goes along.
Oh, my gosh. I'm loving it. I am loving it. Like, it's no better time in the year than this right here. College basketball jumping off. And then guys playing so hard in the talent pool, like, so spread out. The parity in college basketball is beautiful. It's not about the name on the jersey anymore. It's about who's lining up to play. So I'm loving it. That Duke-Gonzaga game was great. UCLA-Gonzaga game, that was great. And then in the SEC alone, like, the SEC has been getting out handling business. I love to see it. I'm impressed with a lot of new additions that are in the SEC. A lot of good freshmen out there right now.
Florida's Alabama, better than Auburn. I expected. Heather said, hey, pay attention to the Gators here, and they're 6-0 right now.
Mike White, he got something going down there. So impressed with them as well. So, I mean, it's wide open. It's going to be a fun season going into the SEC. But even before we get there, the matchups that you got, it's night in and night out. So, interested. This Saturday, it's going to be some good matchups. Of course, you got Tennessee, Colorado, but Memphis and Ole Miss, that should be a good night, good game. Then Alabama and Gonzaga. We're going to see what Nate Oates got. He's going up against the juggernaut, man. And can he space them guys out and let them play at their pace? Get them big boys away. Big Chet Holmgren, get them away from the basket. Going to be interesting, man. Going to be interesting. I love it.
Hey, Ron, when you're looking at the next couple of weeks, I mean, everybody has the Memphis game circled right now for Tennessee, but we've talked about the different matchups that they're going to have to go through over the next 18 days until we get there. What is it going to be about for Tennessee taking care of business in these next few games and figuring out what the next steps are?
I think you're going to have to rely on the guys to take care of the ball. That's first and foremost. Take care of the ball. Don't have the lapses in the game. And if you do have a lapse, be able to go back to your foundation, which is your defense. Defense, taking care of the ball and rebounding. You can travel with that. You can come home and play with that. Regardless, you're going to be fine as far as the outcome of the game. And then these guys just growing up in front of us and relying, being able to be relied on. Kennedy Chandler, being able to know and pick your spots, you know. If you're going to go downhill, go downhill. If you're going to get others involved, get others involved. Everybody being comfortable in who they are, getting healthy. Josiah being able to come back, how he's integrated into this role with this team. What is his role with this team? We haven't been able to see him. Fulkerson's coming back. We see him starting to be able to be the Fulky that we all love, grew to love as far as being that spark plug energy, dunking, finishing around the rim, and doing all the savvy plays. So how does he also bring along the front court? Does Olivier stay on this tear that he's on, or does he cool off? Hopefully he can stay where he is, because, boy, I tell you what, that young man is making him some money right now the way he is playing. So hopefully that rubs off on everybody else as far as the front court goes. I do. We want to see what he is. Jermaine Mayshak. I think that's going to be one of my favorites right now, Mayshak. Like, I'm real big on energy and body language. And I love what Mayshak brings to the game. Even though he's not scoring any, boy, when his name is called, anytime you get up off the bench and sprint to the extra score, jump into the game, I'm all for that. So that's good to see. I think they got good chemistry. But what happens going forward? A lot of, like Heather said, there's a lot of teams that they get to play before going into the conference that's going to be great tests. And that's more than just Memphis.
Hey, Ron, can we brag on one of your fellow Tennessee basketball legends? Have you seen what Grant Williams is doing with the Boston Celtics?
Man,
currently in the NBA, he is the only player. I saw this yesterday. He's the only player that is hitting the 50-40-90 clip. That's 50% or better from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the free throw line. He's the only one right now.
Unreal.
With the Boston Celtics. How about that?
Hey, man, I love it. G. Willie is somebody you can depend on. We saw him as a rock here, and it's taking everybody else by storm, but that's how you stick in the league. There is no other way. You got to go out there and do what you're supposed to do. Be able to be accountable. Be accountable. Like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, those are the guys. Josh Richardson, that's why he's in the league so long. Grant Williams has a 10-plus year deal in the league without question, man. I had a friend of mine that played with me overseas that was assistant coach there while Brad Stevens was there, James Larnega, Larnega's son that coached in Miami. And we used to talk all the time, man. He was like, dude, we love him. We love him. His IQ, his energy he brings to it. He's willing to do anything. So, man, you can see him developing off in the offseason, too. They wanted him to be able to knock down the open shot. Now he can space the floor, knock down the open shot, and stay in the game. It's perfect, man. I love Greg Williams.
I think that is awesome to highlight. I saw that tweet, too, and I was like, oh, my gosh, is he really doing that? And then you touched on it. He also has just a personality that I think people love. I really do think people respect him. They really like him.
Yeah, I mean, as young as he has a leadership role within the league.
Yes. Which is wild.
Yeah, you see that. You see guys turn to him and talk to him all the time, like, and they ask him for advice. Like, that's funny to see, man, because he's only in the league 3 years. Like, that doesn't happen, man. You got to earn that. And believe me, in a league where guys are getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars, that's not easy to do. So, man, Grant is a rare breed, man, and salute to him. Who doesn't like to be around selfless guys? And that's what I think you also got in UT. You got a lot of selfless guys who's not about me.
It's not about me. Funny? That's right.
Man, they just played right into that. That was good
they
job,
should
man.
Use that. Yeah, I'm going to send it to Tom. Yeah.
It's not about me.
Yeah,
it's not about me. Yeah, circle that one.
Ron, what did we miss? Any parting words of wisdom before we let you go here on the Slay
most
Ride?
Most definitely. To Vol Nation, isn't this fun? Like, isn't this fun? To be able to go through a football season, know exactly what you're getting, be excited, and then it bleed right over into basketball. This is what it's about. Not looking ahead like, man, when is basketball season going to be here? When is that? No. Finish up what y'all got going up over there in Neyland. Then y'all just mosey on down here to Thompson Bowling because we got some excitement down here for you, too. I'm telling you. And then the Lady Vols, they handling business. Hey, man, I said it's great to be a Tennessee Vol. I don't know what else to say. It's just simple.
I like it.
Yeah. Take that. Take that. I love it.
Yeah. I even provide a little positive energy here this hour, I thought. So, how about that?
Josh.
We're working.
If we're going to stretch the truth, I mean, hey, yeah, okay. You are all in on it, buddy.
He's getting his Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Like, there you know, he's working. He's in the gym.
Out.
It's going
to
happen.
It out,
yeah. Yeah.
Keep working with him, Heather. Please keep working with him.
Here's what you need to work with. If you are looking for help with your home or business outdoor space, you need to get in touch with Native Design and Hardscape, Knoxville's premier landscaping and hardscape designer. Schedule a consultation today. Find them online, nativetn.com. And we're going to work on a sleigh day, Ron. Big month coming up. The holiday season is here. We'll work on it and tell Jacob Dunaway we're going to make it happen.
Yes, man, and all the listeners, y'all just tweet away. Text at Sports 180. I mean, blow the Twitter feed up, man. We need a sleigh day. We need a sleigh day. Get it done.
Hashtag lock the door. We'll open the door for this one. We'll get it figured out. Ron, have a great week coming up. We appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Appreciate you guys. Go Vols!
Every Tuesday from 1 until 2 o'clock, we take the sleigh ride thanks to Native Design and Hardscape. With 1 hour to go before Sports Talk will take over, we continue here on North Peters Road. Stop by and see us here at the Tennessee Tap House. We have registration up front in the bar area for your chance to win Bud Light's New Year's in Nashville experience. 656-9900 to join us. With Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.